Some of my students are tackling some very difficult subjects about abuse and molestation. And for a student who was molested, I want to write about Patricia and to tell you who have the open arms to receive that girl, to receive my telling how she sat tonight in the claustrophobic classroom, in the ordinary chair that kept rearranging itself against her contours. She would spread out in one direction, straighten her legs, then twist, ungainly, you might call, a girl who doesn't fit. Some writer said, beauty deforms the space around it. One such as her gives space order, calms it. Maybe her core is doubling and boiling, the original cells out of control, a potion that can't stand itself inside her God eye, an unbraiding hatred. When I look past the face of another student to find her face, she is hidden behind the shoulder of the boy in front so that I have to move to the center of the room and search for her eyes. She is there, even though I know she is breaking herself down to nothing. She wrote, your hands on me in the foster homes, taking my joy, my innocence at 5, at 8. You took much more than you knew.